Get some discipline into those chaps, Sergeant Major.
Right, sir! Good evening, Cross.
Evening.
Where's all the others, then?
Yeah.
I can see that. What's the matter with them?
Perhaps they've got flu.
Flu, eh? They should eat more fresh fruit. Right. Now, self-defense. Tonight, I should be carried on from where we got to last week when I was showing you how to defend yourself against anyone who attacks you, armed with a piece of fresh fruit.
Oh, you promised you wouldn't do fruit this week.
What do you mean?
We've done fruit for the last 9 weeks.
What's wrong with fruit? You think you know it all, eh?
Could we do something else?
Like someone who attacks you with a pointed stick?
Pointed sticks? Oh. We want to learn how to defend ourselves against pointed sticks, do we? Get it all iron might here. Fresh fruit not good enough for you, eh? Well, I'll tell you something, my lad. When you're walking home tonight and some great homicidal maniac comes after you with a bunch of Loganberries, don't come crying to me. Now, the passion fruit. When your assailant lunges at you with a passion fruit...
We've done the passion fruit.
What?
We've done the passion fruit.
We've done oranges, apples, grapefruits...
Whole and segments.
Pomegranates, greengages...
Grapes, passion fruit...
Lemons...
Plums...
Mangoes in syrup...
How about cherries?
We did them.
Red and black?
Yes.
All right, then. Bananas. Oh. We haven't done them, have we?
No.
Right. Bananas! How to defend yourself against a man armed with a banana? Yeah, you, come at me with this banana. Catch! Now, it's quite simple to defend yourself against a man armed with a banana. First of all, you force him to drop the banana. Then, second, you eat the banana, thus disarming him. You have now rendered him helpless.
Suppose he's got a bunch.
Shut up!
Suppose he's got a pointed stick.
Shut up! Right! Now you, Mr. Apricot.
Harrison.
Sorry, Mr. Harrison. Come at me with that banana. Hold it like that, that's it. No, attack me with it. Come on, come on, come at me. Come at me then. No, I eat the banana.
He's dead.
He's completely dead.
I have now eaten the banana. The deceased Mr. Apricot is now helpless.
You shot him. You shot him dead.
Well, he was attacking me with a banana.
But you told him to.
Look, I'm only doing my job. I have to show you how to defend yourself against fresh fruit.
And pointed sticks.
Shut up.
Suppose I'm attacked by a man with a banana and I haven't got a gun.
Run for it.
Well, you could stand and scream for help.
Yeah, you try that with a pineapple down your windpipe.
A pineapple?
Where?
No, I just said a pineapple.
Oh, blimey, I thought my number was on that one.
What, on the pineapple?
Where?
No, I was just repeating it.
Oh, I see, right. Right, that's bananas then. Now, the raspberry. There we are. Armless looking thing, isn't it? Now you, Mr. Tin Peach.
Thompson.
Mr. Thompson, come at me with that raspberry. Come on, be as vicious as you like with it.
No.
Why not?
You'll shoot me.
I won't.
You will. You shot Mr. Harrison.
That was self-defense. Now come on, I promise I won't shoot you.
You promise you'd tell us about pointed sticks?
Shut up. Come on, brandish that raspberry. Come at me with it. Give me hell.
Throw the gun away.
I haven't got a gun.
You have.
Haven't?
You shot Mr. Harrison with it.
Oh, that gun.
Throw it away.
All right. How to defend yourself against a red current without a gun?
You were going to shoot me.
I wasn't.
You were.
No, I was. Come on, then. Come at me. Come on, you weed. You weed. Do your worst. Come on, you puny little man. You weed. If anyone ever attacks you with a raspberry, just pull the lever and the 16-ton weight will fall on top of him.
Well, I suppose there isn't a 16-ton weight.
Well, that's planning, isn't it? Forethought.
How many 16-ton weights are
there? Look, Mr. Know-All. The 16-ton weight is just one way of dealing with a raspberry killer. There are millions of others.
Like what?
Shooting him?
Well, what if you haven't got a gun or a 16-ton weight?
Look, all right, smarty pants. You two, come at me then with raspberries. Come on, both of you. Oh, basket each.
No gun?
No.
No 16-ton weight?
No.
No pointed stick?
Shut up.
No rocks up in the ceiling?
No.
You won't kill us.
I won't.
Promise?
I promise I won't kill you. Now, you're going to attack me.
All right.
Right, now don't rush me this time. Stalk me. Do it properly. Stalk me. I'll turn me back. Stalk up behind me, close behind me. Then in with the red currants, right? Okay, start moving. Now, The first thing to do when you're being stalked by an ugly mob with red currants is to release the tiger. The great advantage of the tiger in unarmed combat is that he eats not only the fruit-laden foe, but also the red currants. Tigers, however, do not relish the peach. The peach assailant should be attacked with a crocodile. Right, now, the rest of you, where are you? I know you're hiding somewhere with your damsons and prunes. Well, I'm ready for you. I've wired myself up to 200 tons of jellyknite. And if any one of you so much as makes a move, we'll all go up together, right? What? Right! I warned you. Right, that's it.